Thank you, Landon. And thank you to the National FFA Organization and the FFA members and the guests here today for taking the time to allow me to talk about the NAAE and the great career of agricultural education. Today, I have the opportunity to recognize three winners of last year's National Teach Ag State Contest. You know that the Teach Ag campaign definitely recognizes what we started in 1917, 1928, the transitions we've made through the years from vocational agriculture to agriculture education. It's because we believe in this profession and what it does. And today, with that, we want to make sure we share with you what each of the programs did to win their contest and how they made a difference in their homes and their communities and advocating for agriculture education. We set aside a day each spring to celebrate with agricultural educators all over the United States and bring awareness of the fact that there is a national shortage of agricultural educators. Celebrations range from classroom activities to rallies at the state capitals. But we think the people that we're going to be recognizing on stage today did a particularly great job capturing what the day is all about. The Richland 44 Junior Senior High and the Kindred High in North Dakota were selected as the National Teach Ag Day statewide contest winners for the most creative entry. The agricultural teachers at these schools, Tony Bame and Brooke Jameson, decided to do a teacher swap on March the 24th last year as we celebrated the Teach Ag campaign. Mr. Bame, his student teacher, Dylan Zupski, and the chapter's president talked with the students in Jameson's class about why they had chosen agricultural education as a career and played Cash Tractor Club, Cub, a takeoff of the Discovery Channel's Cash Cab game show. Yes, they played the game, Cash Tractor Cab. During Jameson's time at Richland, she had classes actually complete FFA trivia, watch the NAAE Teach Ag video, and play Are You Smarter Than Your Ag Teacher? You never know. Students also wrote thank you notes to Mr. Bame for being their agricultural educator. Secondly, we seek to recognize the state of Minnesota. There we go. Minnesota was selected as the 2011 National Teach Ag Day statewide contest winner in the best use of media category. Melissa Norby, the academic advisor and recruiter for the agricultural education program at the University of Minnesota, was largely responsible for coordinating the activities between all members of the Minnesota's Team Ag Ed, but many people were involved in making the day a success. From UMN agricultural education students to current agricultural teachers, the state staff, with Melissa today, is Doreen Lawrence, agriculture education sophomore at the University of Minnesota. As a result of their efforts, more than 500 handwritten thank you notes were sent to Minnesota agricultural educators. There was a National Teach Ag Day event at the state capitol, as well as extensive coverage of all the activities in many media outlets, including traditional, online, and social media. The Minnesota program, we greatly appreciate you in believing in agricultural education. And third, the Pennsylvania Association of Agricultural Educators was selected as the National Teach Ag Day contest winner in the Greatest Student Impact category. Representing the PAAE today is Sarah Beth Wanbaugh Fulton, the 2011 and 12 PAAE president. The PAAE held Teach Ag workshops at the Agriculture Cooperation Encourages Success, better known as the ACES Conference, in the month of February. This conference, which took the place on two different weekends, drew 985 Pennsylvania FFA members, each of whom participated in a Teach Ag workshop. Nine agricultural teachers and other students presented workshops, and still other PAE members and officers were involved in planning the organization of this event. We definitely thank the Pennsylvania Association of Agricultural Educators and their part in agriculture education in the National FFA. Let's give all of these agriculture educators a hand for going above and beyond to showcase the great career of agriculture education and encouraging their students to look beyond the norm that we do each day. Look around. I can recall doing this several years ago, sitting down here in the delegate section. See that ag teacher sitting nearby. You wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for someone who believes in you and devotes hours of their time giving you the opportunities to get in your agricultural classes and the FFA. Do you realize in the future that you could be an agriculture educator in the near future? Agriculture educators teach hands-on skills that incorporate science, technology, engineering, and math today, and developing those personal skills of leadership that are a necessity to prosper in life. It's a challenging, rewarding career for people who want to make a difference in the lives of students that's going to reach a world by the year 2050 that's going to see less land and more people. It's time to think producing food and fiber for a global world. I think many of you sitting in this auditorium today could be our future educators. It's hard to believe that an educator and classroom teacher is now asking you to do this next activity. You've heard about some of the great ways the last National Teach Ag Day was celebrated. Now I want each of you to take out your calendars. Yeah, take out your smartphones. And teacher is telling you to take out your smartphone. Take out those iPads, the Blackberries, the cell phones, or even a piece of paper. Now, you guys can do this. I seen Blake Shelton do it last night. Yeah, take out those phones. Got an important message. I want you to mark down March the 15th, 2012. That's our next National Teach Ag Day. Everybody get it down? Text that message to yourself or your neighbor, your friend. And I have three challenges for the March 15th celebration. And hopefully some teachers got this out too. Because one, teachers, this is your chance to talk with your students about the career of agricultural education. You can find lots of resources on the Teach Ag website to help you do this. Two, students, your chance now. Let your teacher know if you're interested in teaching agriculture and that you want to celebrate the National Teach Ag Day in your classes. It can also be a day for you to say thanks to your agricultural teachers for the hard work that he or she does on your behalf. And three, another way that you can learn more about teaching agriculture is by signing up for the National Teach Ag campaign. Just visit the Teach Ag website or stop by our NAE booth at the career show today and after the session. One of the things that makes agricultural programs great and strong partnerships is I want to take a moment to thank all of our sponsors, CEV Media, Multimedia, the Del Mar Cengage Learning, Ford, John Deere, the National FFA alumni. Yes, they're important to us. The Ram truck brands and Toyota. There we go. Thanks for their support. We can recognize agricultural educators and their outstanding programs and their accomplishments. Another source that's important to us is of the NAEs is a partner in the Association of Career and Technical Education. Please join me in welcoming to the podium Mr. Peter Magnuson, ACTE Senior Director of Strategic Partnerships.
All right, well, I just have to say that these are some of the biggest people I've ever seen in my whole life. Oh, wait, that's me. I have to say that I've been here for a couple days, and I'm really impressed by the slogan and the theme of this year, the I Believe slogan. Yeah, so I want to share with you a couple of things that I believe. I believe that every student in America should be a part of a career and technical student organization like the National FFA. Yeah, let's hear it. Because we know, and the research shows, that students like you who are a part of these type of organizations stay in school, you're motivated, you develop leadership skills, you develop the career skills that you need to be successful, whether you're going into industry right away or whether you have plans to further your education. I also believe that the most important aspect of all career and technical student organizations is an effective leader and advisor. So can we get a clap for all your advisors out there? Let's show them what they do every day. And another thing I believe is I believe that Krispy Kreme donuts and Chick-fil-A should actually be part of the nutritional value system. That might just be me. But I want to thank NAAE. I want to thank the National FFA because I stand before you representing 25,000 career and technical educators, many of whom are your advisors. And it's humbling to be in front of you and to be a part of this event. The last thing that I want to say that I believe is that I believe that career and technical education right now is really at somewhat of a crossroads because there's been a lot of pressure from federal funding issues, from business and industry, wanting to know the effectiveness of career and technical education, the effectiveness of programs like the National FFA. I was at lunch at the Proficiency Awards. And one of the advisors was sitting there talking about the students who have come through a food science course and how well they're doing in their biology courses. It's that kind of information that we need. It's that kind of information that we need to share. So my challenge to you as you go through the rest of your school year is that sometime during this year, I want you to invite your state legislators, your federal legislators, and anybody in the business community to come to an event. To come to something at your school, even if it's just your FFA meeting. Because once they see what you do, once they hear the impact that the career and technical education has on you as a student, our jobs will be easy. The funding will be there. Business and industry will continue to support. And we'll all be good. So that's my challenge to you as you go forth for the rest of the year, is to show what it is that you do, to be passionate about what you do, to continue to believe in organizations like the FFA. So with that, I believe my time is over. Thank you very much.
FFA members and guests, I also challenge you to consider a career in agricultural education. Be sure to stop by the Teach Ag booth in the career show and play Tag Cash Bus. It was so popular from Mr. Bame's idea, the NAE decided to borrow it for the FFA convention. It has been a pleasure to serve all the agricultural educators nationwide this year as the NAE president. You know, I truly do believe in the future of agriculture, and I know there are the blue and gold jackets that are going to make the future happen. Yes, you should all be commended. And being from Indiana, that has been a big thing, and I want to share it real quick. I've heard it from several adults as I've walked through the mall in different areas. They say, you know what? It empowers us to know that the future is going to be in good hands because we see the leadership this week in our youth of America. That's a compliment and hands off to each and every one of you.
Mr. Kerwin,
but it's been a greater pleasure for me to have been and to continue to be an agricultural teacher by choice and to teach that three-circle model of agricultural education, the SAE story, and the National FFA. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of this afternoon.